Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's February 17th, 2015. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So do you want to know if the NSA spied on you and passed on that information over to the UK to the GCHQ? Well, there might just be a way to find that out. Privacy International, that's one of the organizations opposed to such spying, has launched a campaign to help people find out if the GCHQ illegally received information about you or me from the NSA. It doesn't matter if you're not in the UK, by the way. People from all over the world are invited to put their names into the hat of Privacy International to take to court and demand to know whether information was illegally received. Privacy International believes that you have the right to demand from the GCHQ and the NSA to have your data deleted. And they want to help you to assert those rights. Now, if you're not feeling comfortable about handing over your information to Privacy International, that being your name, email address, and phone number, you can always just do it on your own. Personally, I don't think anything's ever going to come of this. Spy agencies will always be spy agencies. Always wanted to see what iWork is all about from Apple, but don't own a single Apple device? Well, it looks as though Apple's going to make iWork apps available to users without any Apple products. Apple's taking iWork to the cloud, and is promising to make it accessible to internet users, similar actually to Google Docs. You're now able to get an Apple ID and access the apps without needing your Mac, your iPhone, or your iPad. Those who sign up with iWork for iCloud apps will get 1 gigabyte of free space, ooh, thanks a lot, Apple, so that they can save files in Apple's apps and access them across different platforms. Every day, I'm starting to wonder what's going on over at Apple. Things are starting to get a little bit more and more and more out of the Apple ecosystem. If you speak some Chinese, this might interest you. Google has launched a Chinese language version of its YouTube channel for developers. It's going to offer free educational content for learning about developing of the company's services and technologies. All the channel's content will be in Chinese, except for some content that will be in English, but will have Chinese subtitles. Perfect timing, Google, just in time for the Chinese New Year. Sorry for fans in Europe hoping to get Nintendo's TVII service. Nah, it's not going to be coming. Nintendo has decided to drop its plans to bring the personalized streaming media guide over to Europe, saying due to extremely complex task of accommodating multiple services in numerous countries over the continent. But they're not going to leave all Europeans high and dry. Nintendo is still going to launch an anime channel that will let you view Japanese animation that will focus on Kirby and Pokemon. They're promising more content will be on the way. Pokemon, you say? Yeah, I think they're getting a little lazy over there at Nintendo. Staying on the news from companies out of Japan, Vio has decided to resurrect its flagship Z series. Going on sale today in Japan will be the 13.3-inch Vio Z, which will have a second-generation high-speed SSD, a Core i7 processor, and all bound up together in an aluminum carbon shell. Because of that carbon construction, the Z will only weigh 1.34 kilograms and measure just about 16.8 millimeters thick. Another thing Vio is promising is 15.5 hours of battery life, which actually, yeah, that's pretty good. But what isn't good? Vio's new Z is not going to be cheap. $1,600 is the starting price. And finally, personally, I haven't, but I know a lot of friends that have went and, you know, got tattoos while they've been, I don't know, intoxicated or something else. Who knows? You get up the next morning and you kind of like, you know, oh my God, what did I do? Most of the time, you just leave it or you have that laser surgery thingy done, which is freaking expensive to remove it. Well, the Canadians actually might be coming to your rescue, eh? It appears that a Canadian citizen has invented a cream that removes tattoos. The cream is actually currently being tested on pig ears that have been tattooed. No, it's not the same as human skin, but I guess it's close enough. The cream works by targeting the white blood cells that capture the ink originally injected by the tattoo's machine. Now, mind you, a treated tattoo doesn't vanish instantly. It's not like you rub it on and, whoa, there it's gone. Multiple applications are going to be needed. And so far right now during the testing, they're not really sure how many applications it would take to get it off human skin, saying that that magic number would actually vary from person to person. The coolest thing about it, though, is that, say, an area by 10 centimeters by 10 centimeters, to remove it, it's going to cost you about $4.50. Yeah, that's super cheap. And they're also saying the cream will have one other advantage. It won't leave behind unwanted scars like you have with laser removal. I've already got your slogan, guys. If your love didn't work out, wipe it out. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your hump day edition. Yes, your Wednesday edition of the British Tech News Show. Hopefully, my goodness, with a lot more news. Yesterday was about as slow can be for news. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday, and thank you very much for listening.